This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators voted on Saturday in favor of allowing witnesses in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, extending the proceedings as lawmakers weigh whether to convict Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The development came after news that Trump told a top congressional Republican during the deadly assault by his supporters last month that the mob was, quote, more upset about his election defeat than lawmakers. The 55-45 vote in favor of allowing witnesses means a decision in the trial is unlikely to come on Saturday. Prior to the vote, closing arguments from the House lawmakers serving as prosecutors and Trump's defense attorneys had been expected on Saturday after a week-long trial. A lengthier trial could stymie efforts by Democratic President Joe Biden to move past the controversies surrounding his predecessor and push forward his own legislative agenda on COVID-19 relief and economic revival. The United States has deep concerns about China's response to the COVID-19 crisis and wants Beijing to make available its data from the earliest days of the outbreak. This is what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is saying. The statement came days after a World Health Organization team of inquiry returned from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the pandemic, with no clear finding on the origin of the virus. Members had to walk a diplomatic tightrope during their stay, with the U.S. urging a robust probe and China warning against politicizing the issue. Despite failing to find the virus origins a year after the pandemic began, the team of foreign experts did agree it likely jumped from bats to an unknown animal species before being transmitted to humans. This is VOA News. Opposition to Myanmar's new military regime intensified on Saturday as spontaneous neighborhood watch groups mobilized to thwart arrests of anti-coup activists, and the UN demanded the release of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The army takeover that brought a decade-old democracy to an end last week has unleashed a storm of anger and defiance, with huge daily protests bringing urban centers around the country to a standstill. Since taking Suu Kyi and her top allies into custody, troops have stepped up arrests of civil servants, doctors, and others, joining strikes to call on the generals to relinquish power. An emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva called for the new regime to release all arbitrarily detained persons and hand power back to Suu Kyi's administration. So far, the generals remain undeterred by the widespread condemnation on the streets and overseas. They justified seizing power with claims of widespread voter fraud in November's election, which Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won in a landslide. And in other news making headlines around the world, the head of the EU's Disease Control Agency warns that the novel coronavirus could last indefinitely, even as global infections slowed by nearly half in the last month and vaccine rollouts gathered pace in many parts of the world. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi is sworn in as Italy's new prime minister, charged with guiding his country through the devastation wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. dating app Bumble, where women make the first move, wins Wall Street's heart as it goes public, with markets valuing the company at $13 billion. The remains of French and Russian soldiers who died during Napoleon's catastrophic retreat from Moscow in 1812 will be laid to rest in a rare moment of unity between the two countries. Myanmar's stateless, conflict-scarred Rohingya community are on edge with the return of military rule, fearing further violence in a restive part of the country where others have shown support for the new regime. And asylum seekers forced to remain in Mexico while their cases are being resolved in the United States will begin to be admitted into the U.S. as of next week, President Joe Biden's administration has announced. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.